This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Journey magical, me she said, everything you want to dream away. We are legends in our own mind. Hello. Welcome to the extravaganza known as the DJV Experience. Doug, Jen, and Victoria saying hello to the folks that listen in Macon, Georgia, and Eugene, Oregon, KUGN, Rockford, Illinois, Tallahassee, Evansville, the areas of Wisconsin that are indescribably delicious. Let's see, up in Anchorage and areas all around Alaska, West Virginia checking in. Ever been to Wheeling, West Virginia? There's a neat bridge when you go into Wheeling. Anybody been there but me?
I have not.
No.
No, oh, you missed a big, this is, I'm talking about big time. This is cute, it's a cute little town. So hello to folks listening around the country. Welcome to our study of what's going on. Let's flash back 64 years ago to a very important birthday. Lucy! Lucy, are you home? Where's Jennifer when it comes to this?
It's my favorite show ever.
I have goosebumps when I hear this thing.
And it's not Lucy, are you home? It's Lucy, I'm home.
Okay. Well.
And by the way,
yes?
One of the things he said was never actually that we know him for, and that may be it. It was never uttered on the show.
What was that?
What? Lucy, I'm home.
He never said that?
There was something, one of his taglines, I'll have to look it up, that we always say that Desi said that he actually never said. Yeah.
Really?
Huh. Yeah.
He must be a politician.
Maybe.
I have a study in front of me, ladies, about senses of humor. And as I was looking through the results of this, I was thinking about your sense of humor, Jennifer's sense of humor, and Victoria's sense of humor. I guess in a manner of speaking, my own sense of humor. Some people think I'm a little warped. I'm not sure. I think this
Who
is good news.
Who are those people?
Yeah, right. Let's get to those people. This may be good news for everybody. This study comes from the journal Cognitive Processing, where a team of shrinks found that people who have a dark sense of humor, the kind of humor that treats sinister subjects like death and disease and deformity and handicaps and that sort of thing as a bitter amusement, those people have a very big IQ. Those people are very smart. It's a sign of intelligence to have a dark sense of humor. Let's see, how many people involved in this study? About 156 people, ages 33 to 76. Average age of 33. 76 women and the rest men, rating their comprehension and enjoyment of 12 black humor cartoons taken from The Black Book by Uli Stein. I don't know that book. Does anybody know the book, The Black Book?
I do not.
No. Okay. Anyway, so the participants completed basic tests of their verbal and nonverbal IQ, answered questions about their mood, their tendencies, their educational background, that kind of stuff. The subjects who scored highest on both verbal and nonverbal intelligence were the most likely to say that they got a joke that came about when somebody was telling a joke about somebody who got killed or somebody who died of some horrible disease or, you know, any of those sort of morbid topics. And I was thinking about whether the two of you had that sort of sense of humor. Jennifer, more likely than Victoria, in my experience. Jennifer's got a great sense of humor. Victoria's got a good sense of humor. But I wonder what the... Let's see if we can figure this out here. Let's come up with an example. I don't know if we can do this, though, if I ask for something that's funny that has to do with morbidity or sadism or something that's really horrible.
I don't think know my full sense of humor.
But I probably don't.
Yeah.
No.
Which is
an example
of... understandable.
Let's hear your... how far out can you go when it comes to... having something. And can you just perform on the spur of the moment? Okay, Victoria, tell us something funny.
No, but I can give you an example that might summarize it.
Okay.
Whenever I laugh at something that I probably shouldn't laugh at, whenever someone goes, ooh, too soon, I'm the one laughing. Does that make sense? When other people kind of wince and go, ooh, it's a little too soon for that, I'm the one going, well, it's actually really funny. So I think I've always been known for having a little bit of a twisted sense.
Twisted
of,
mind.
Inappropriate sense of humor.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, okay. I can get that. Jen, what about you?
Jen is just really funny and likes things that are really funny.
Mm-hmm. I do. I like to. Life is way too serious, and no matter how we navigate through it, it's like my mission in life to find like the ridiculous and the funny pieces of it, because I think it's the only way to survive. So, you know, as Victoria said, I will laugh at things that are probably inappropriate a little too soon. I love physical comedy. I just don't like people who attempt to be funny that are not. I like, if you're gonna put forth the effort to actually look like you're trying to be funny, it better pay off. If not, I love organic funny, because I think that there's a lot of stuff that just happens naturally in
organic
life, or when
grace,
you're talking with someone, that are just funny that you can enjoy rather than forcing it.
I think maybe who do you like as a comedian? Because I think that also makes a big difference. Like, who do you think is really funny as a comedian?
Who do I think is? Comedians are hard for me because that's very put on. And so that's why I probably, when you see me laughing at or talking about how much I love Lucy, even though it was put on, her physical comedy always seemed to happen naturally and organically. As far as stand-up comics, I mean, I love the old SNL casts, like the ones during the late 70s, early 80s. I think they were very funny. Modern-day comics.
Hamburger, hamburger, hamburger.
Yeah.
Pepsi.
That was like the classic. I think modern-day comics, I used to like What's-His-Face, but I don't think he's that funny anymore. The cute guy that just disappeared, what was his name?
Cute guy.
The Burger King guy. Oh, gosh. You know who I'm talking about.
Burger King guy.
Did the Burger King
movies
King
for a while, and now he's just totally gone. He vanished.
You mean Dane Cook?
Thank you. He was funny for a little while. Adam Sandler has always made me laugh. I don't know if we consider him a stand-up comic.
Yeah, he's funny. Yeah.
I love, and you'll laugh because you think it goes to my country roots, but I really do like the redneck comedy, and I think I like it so much because it reminds me of my family and my roots on my mom's side, so it... You know, there's something relatable for me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Yeah. I'm not a big stand-up person, to be honest.
Right.
No, I don't think those. We know how we've tried those people over the years, like so many other morning programs have. I just don't think they're fun.
No, I do love improv. Like, the Whose Line Is It Anyway gang? Like, Ryan Stiles and Drew Carey. Like, I love those guys.
See, I'm the opposite. Improv and SNL and like all the sketch comedy, like I never laugh at it. Just doesn't. It's maybe too physical. Doesn't do anything for physical comedy. Doesn't reach me. But I like the best stand up that I've ever seen. Well, two. Joan Rivers Live was the best thing I've ever seen, and it's dark, and I laughed my butt off. And Dave Attell is also very dark, and I think he's the funniest stand up working today. So I guess I have the typical New York Jewish dark sense of humor. I guess that's how I would describe my humor.
Even though you're from New Jersey and you're Irish, it's okay.
No, but I mean, I've been in New York for 12 years.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how they would describe that sense of humor. Yeah. I think Joan Rivers did actually call it that. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be more.
And by the way, I do think Joan Rivers
is amazing.
Yeah.
So who do you like, Doug?
I don't like many, if not most. I'm with Jennifer when you come to the old Saturday Night Live crew. They were really funny to the point. I don't find myself laughing a lot at things like that. I find myself, I'm a chuckler. Every once in a while, I'll come out with a really big laugh. You've heard me come out with really big laughs on rare occasions. But I'm a chuckler. I may be too serious sometimes to appreciate abundant humor, but I think it takes a lot, and I'm not into black humor at all, and I think what maybe gets me going in terms of laughing is something that will happen that is that I'm close to. I laugh about the things that happen on this program that are really funny. I laugh about things that happen to me in my personal life, but I don't think I look at people who try to be professionals at this as being funny. I don't. Amy Schumer, the first time I heard her, before she was really vulgar, actually I thought she could push a few buttons of mine in terms of laughing about stuff. I thought Jay Leno, every once in a while Jay Leno would make me laugh. Carson would make me laugh probably more. And every once in a while I think to myself, if I'm watching something and I do laugh, I notice that it's not over the top, but I do pay attention to when I chuckle, and I'm more likely to be a chuckler than not. But it takes a lot, frankly, to get me going when it comes to artificial. That's what I call it, artificial humor. But I will remember. I went to when I was in college, when Johnny Carson was getting started. I was a senior. And the lady that I was dating when I was a senior and I just had got my car. We drove up to Cleveland to see Johnny Carson perform. And it was one of the funniest I remember. I mean, can I look at how far long ago it was. And I remember it and thought this was it was so funny. And Leno can be very funny, too. But most of the other guys that are at it, nah. So there you go, boys and girls. Food for thought. 21 after the hour here. Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? Parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months. If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most comfortable bedding. I'm not kidding. This is really fabulous. Parachute's bedding is 100% natural, no harmful chemicals, no synthetics, and they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. Percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Using the Groupon app, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day, like haircuts. Because even if you don't need a haircut, you're eventually going to need a haircut. Unless you're bald, in which case Groupon can save you a lot of money on skincare. The point is, using Groupon can save you up to $100 a week. Getting a massage? Check Groupon. Mani-pedi? Check Groupon. Looking for nearby yoga classes? Check Groupon. Save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Groupon.
Cozy Shack rice pudding is made with simple ingredients. It's so absurdly delicious, it is causing a buying frenzy, resulting in a pudding shortage. To slow down the frenzy, we recorded this radio spot so high-pitched, only dogs can hear it. We're doing everything we can to ensure there is enough Cozy Shack rice pudding for all. Cozy Shack pudding, absurdly delicious.
America, it's time for some straight talk. You love your phone. Look at you. You hardly put it down. But you don't love that expensive wireless plan, do you? So what if I told you you can keep that phone, network, and number two for half the cost? Well, this is me telling you. It's time to switch to straight talk, guys. Bring your own phone and get unlimited plans starting at just $45 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE network. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. A month equals 30 days. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Neon goes and on the wall, but darling, it don't match your eyes.
Now 23 and change after the hour. Music in our focus.
Don't need that guy.
Jennifer likes Keith Urban.
I do. I'm becoming a disciple of Keith Urban, too. I like him.
I don't know that much about him, except he's married to the lady with the highest forehead in the world.
Nicole Kidman, that's right.
Yes. So he is, for those of you who don't know, leading in the nominations for the Academy of Country Music Awards. Got 7 nominations, 5 for his album Ripcord, as well as his 7th bid for Entertainer of the Year and 10th for Male Vocalist of the Year. So there's nothing shy and retiring about him and his ability to communicate through music. And now on the list here, just behind him, are Miranda Lambert and Maren Morris, who's new to the scene, I think. Isn't this your first year we really connected?
This is Miranda Lambert, yep. And Kara just saw Maren Morris in concert last night.
Oh, did you? I didn't know that.
Yeah, she just came to D.C. It was a good show. She is a good singer. I would suggest anyone who's around go see her live. She was very, very good.
What prompted you to want to go see her, Kara?
Well, I mean, ever since we featured her, I don't know, that was almost a year ago or something like that, I bought her album, and it's a really solid, good album. And my roommate, actually, she went to kind of a thing that had a whole bunch of country singers last year, and Maren Morris is one of the people there, and she just said she was great live. So,
really?
Yeah, she's just... She's one of those people that I think anyone could enjoy because she's just a great singer.
That's
has a good
funny
energy.
How good positive word of mouth helps these people almost more than anything else like that. Your enthusiasm.
Yeah.
Listening. And people wonder why we spend our time. We have time in each hour of the program devoted to music because it's such a powerful force on all of our lives. Think about when you're in the car, you listen to talk, some of you listen to music or a combination of both of them. And by the way, the most combined listenership, that is crossover listenership in radio formats, is between talk and country, if you didn't know that. More people who like talk radio when they want music go to a country station than any other kind of music. So
music is universal. It's a universal, I would say music and sports are the two times where anyone of any religious or political belief can get along and agree on stuff.
There are 6 nominations for Florida Georgia Line. and Tim McGraw. Miranda and Marin have 6 nominations. Florida Georgia Line and Tim McGraw have 5 apiece. Luke Bryan and Dierks Bentley are going to host the show for the second time. Seem to get along well. Luke Bryan seems to be pretty popular as well.
It was Luke and Blake for a long time, and then when Blake had all the stuff with The Voice, they brought in Dierks. It's still good.
I think you've taught us a lot. I'll speak for myself, Jennifer. You've opened my ears to a lot of this stuff that I wouldn't have paid much attention to because I haven't been, and I've said this openly on the air, I wasn't a fan of modern country because I think it's too staged, too artificial, too electronic. Because I go back to the first radio job I ever had when I was 17 years old, 18 years old, was on a station in the town where I went to school. It was an evening program that focused on country music called the Double T Roundup.
Oh, yeah.
And the country stuff, it was the fun Buck Owens and Eddie Arnold and Connie Smith and that bunch. So I go on my way. I find the Sirius XM channel. There's the old country.
I think it's,
yeah, right. Very good stuff. Let's see, what else have we got here in terms of nominees for Country Academy Country Music Awards? 7-time female vocalist and female contributor Miranda Lambert, nominated in the Female Vocalist of the Year category again. 5th nomination for that. Let's see, what else? She's got a nomination for her album, The Weight of These Wings. Single of the Year, Vice from Lambert is up. Song of the Year and Video of the Year. Nominated twice for Vice in the Song of the Year category as an artist and the writer of the song. So she looks, this is riding pretty high, isn't she? Miranda Lambert.
Yeah. She's had a pretty good run the last couple of years. Definitely top female talent, I think, in country music right now.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right. So that's good stuff. Those of you who like it, you'll have something to look forward to when these, I don't know when the show is on. When is this?
In a couple weeks, actually. Maybe next Wednesday, something like that.
Oh, it's a weekday show. It's not on a weekend. It's not a Sunday night show.
No, it's usually during, like, a Wednesday or something.
But there are a couple of these shows for the country music
fans. Oh, for country? Yeah, there's, like, 4.
4. Okay. All right, well, that's because it's popular stuff. That's anything else. Good for them and good for her. All right, did I lose a minute of my life here, Kara? I think I did, didn't I?
Yeah, we sure did.
Yeah. 29 past the hour.
The U.S. economy has been getting stronger, and home values have been increasing. This good economic news presents a unique financial opportunity for you. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Many of our clients have been taking cash out of their homes, a strategy that might work for you. The smart move is to refinance your mortgage right now with Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.18%, APR 4.35%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how much we can lower your mortgage payment. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the 3rd year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Well, how about this? More conversation. Isn't that neat? Don't you love having just time on top of time, hours on top of hours, minutes on top of minutes, moments on top of moments to devote to what's going on in the world? Delta Airlines announced at the end of the year that they had a 37% increase in their profit. And most of the other big airlines, American, pretty much the same. And United, the same. Southwest always does well, so there's no news there. They just know how to run the airline better. These other clowns. Because Delta's done so well yesterday, the pilots union decided they'd picket the airport. Because they want a 37% hike. I wonder where they came up with that number. They want a raise. They want 37% because, and by the way, it's not just in Atlanta. They've been doing it around the country at the eight hubs that Delta has around the country. Airline Pilots Association represent 13,000 pilots. Can you imagine? Think about this for a second. How complex. I complain a lot about American Airlines because they aren't what they used to be. But then you look at some of this stuff and nothing's what it used to be. Everybody's crawling around and they've had terrible years and they've had people that didn't know how the heck to run the airline. And that happens in lots of businesses, frankly. There have been a lot of people that ran car companies. They didn't know how to run the car company. They were bean counters. There were Roger Smith, who ran GM. Terrible leader, because he was just a bean counter. You can't put bean counters who have one focus in charge of a big operation like that, because there's so many different things that play into how to manage a big company. So anyway, I just was interested the pilots took a 50% pay cut during bankruptcy, and they haven't gotten any of the money back again. So I'm with them. They ought to have.
Yeah.
I want somebody who's flying that plane as happy as they can possibly be.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes. I don't want a disgruntled pilot.
No. Or a drunk pilot. All right, so what did you start to say?
Oh, I was going to ask on the GM thing, which is interesting that you brought that up, because GM is doing so well now.
Yeah.
And you had actually mentioned to me, because Lewis and I bought a Chevy, which I've never had a Chevy before, this new SUV that we have.
Right.
And we just really love it, and Chevy is everywhere on the road. I mean, I'm in New Jersey now.
Yeah, they're doing very well.
They're just everywhere.
They're the model.
But you had actually mentioned that they have a female CEO at GM.
Yes.
Right?
Mary... It begins with a B, Baramas or something, Bargus, or something, it's a name like that. Been
I wonder
there
what
for
her background was
three or four
before.
Years. She's been a lifer in the company, that much I know. I don't know what she did. Probably pretty easy to Google her. She's something that's interesting. You mentioned that. Yesterday I was in charge. I was in touch with a guy who actually is a friend of my family's, the guy who started TJ Maxx.
Oh.
His name is Ben Camerata. He's now in his late 70s. But he and my father, interestingly enough, hatched the idea. 04, and my father never had a participant. They were golfing buddies. And never, my father sold to him when he was at Marshall's. He was a designated buyer and then merchandise guy as a kid. He doesn't have an education. New York guy. His education was in the rough neighborhood in New York where he grew up, and he decided he wanted to be a merchant and went to work early on and he was a participant when Marshall's first came to be. He was an old factory store in Massachusetts somewhere. I want to say New Bedford, but somewhere like that. And then Ben grew quickly because he had a real aptitude for it. As a lot of these other people, when they go into these businesses, like the guys that are running these airlines now, they're all young guys in their mid to late 40s, early 50s. It's a tough, they get burned out fast because it's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for as long as you sign on. Mm-hmm. And so, you better not have a family, or the family better understand, because you got no family life when you do. When you run companies like that, you don't have, Banos, is that her name? B-A-N?
I think that's Mary Barra.
Barra.
B-A-R-R-A,
right, yeah. And Carrie, isn't she a lifer at GM? It seems to me she...
Yeah, just right. I think she started working there when she was 18 and moved up the ranks, which is amazing.
Something, yeah.
But see, that speaks exactly to your point, Doug. She's not just a bean counter who came in. She's someone who understands probably all facets of the business starting that young. You know, she started somewhere, it's like the expression, you start in the mailroom, and then you really learn the inner workings of the company, and it's clearly working.
Well, there are examples. I mean, I started with Delta talking about that because I think the pilots do deserve that consideration. Imagine that their base pay is only $68,000.
Really?
But yeah, I mean, once you get up, the average pay for at the other end, the average pay for a pilot who's flying a 767, a 777, a 747, their base pay is $261,000 plus they get bonuses for on-time arrival, and there are all kinds of other things that are put into it. So a captain who really has something going for him is making 400 G's a year. There aren't a lot of them, but they ought to be making that kind of dough. You are flying a plane around the world that's got 350 people in it. What the hell? I want them to make as much money as they can possibly make. And that's what's the symbol of the airline are the guys that are sitting in the left seat in the front of the plane. Those are the people you get in that plane. You want to see Sully Every single time I get in the plane, I'm looking in. I want to see a guy either with no hair or with gray hair sitting in that seat. I fly a lot. I fly sometimes 100,000 one year, 140,000 miles a year. I spent the last month and a half. I flew almost 48. I think we figured out 48,000 miles between the 1st of November and the end of December.
Now, how do you feel when you see a female pilot up in the?
I'm okay. I was with a female pilot the other day. The flight from Charlotte to Boston on an Airbus 321 was a woman, and they more and more of them. Americans got a lot of them, and interestingly enough, American has a lot of black pilots now because they were part of the old U.S. Air system, and there's a second glance for both women and black pilots for whatever the reason. But you know how people are. It's the same prejudice.
I know what you mean. Sure.
Yeah,
I know what you mean.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not something that I think of, but I know what you mean. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. The woman that was the plane the other day, I saw her when we were walking out the door, and, you know, the captain, if they're smart, they get up and they stand in the door and say, thanks for the ride, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And she was a gray-haired lady, close to 60, I'm guessing. And, you know, this is where you break down these sexual stigma stereotypes. So what is to say that a woman who is that accomplished, and I'm going to bet that woman started as a pilot when she was a kid and just went. Bob Kay, who is the general manager of this affirmative company and process we call Stefan Multimedia, his son is a pilot, Eric. Who's been in it since he was a kid. I remember him as a kid. I've known Bob's kids since they were born. And he was nothing but about becoming a pilot. And he set his mind on it. And he's in his late 20s now. He's been in the right-hand seat of one of the regional airlines. Now he's going into the left-hand seat. And before long, a couple, 3 years, he'll be sitting in the right-hand seat of an airliner that is, you know, bigger than the regional jets. But he wanted to do it. He's eaten it, slept it. This whole thing has been, he learned how to fly a little Cessna, those little planes early on. And that's what most of these pilots are about, by the way. They either have that in their blood or they've been pilots in the service. That's where these people come from.
I always just assumed that most pilots on commercial airlines come from the military.
Yeah. Yeah, they do.
I guess, but it's not a requirement, you're saying?
No. No, it's not a requirement. A requirement is the number of hours you've got in the air, what kind of experience you've had. Like in this circumstance, I mean, if in fact the Delta pilots were getting what they want an increase in the base pay, but these people, you know, the smaller planes, I would be surprised if Eric was making $68,000 a year. Some of these pilots, and this is what sort of rattles people, when you look, if you go on the regional jets and you look up in the cockpit, they're kids. They really are. They're just kids. And that's because there's no money in flying these little planes. It's based on size of plane, weight of plane, how many passengers and all that stuff. So they train themselves. Many of them have other jobs. Or they'll fly as much as the law allows them to fly.
A lot of them fly charter flights, too.
Yep, they can fly.
Because the money's better and private, you know.
Yep,
fly
a lot of these people,
around, yeah.
Right, the people that are stuck at that between 65, 70, 80, up to 100,000, they'll defect and go, as you're suggesting, to work for NetJet or some private enterprise. But once you get up over 100 and a quarter, 100 and a half, that's pretty hard to match when it comes to the private. So the people that are flying the privates either have a relationship with the person that owns the plane, or they're being taken care of, or there's some other reason for doing it. Because if you stay long enough as a professional pilot, you'll make good money. But these guys have all had it taken in the chops when the airlines went bankrupt, and they cut their salaries. The stewardess is the same thing, and the mechanics the same thing. Hell, I want the people taking care of me on the plane to get paid as much as possible. Mechanics. Especially, a lot more men, did you notice lately? I've noticed it. A lot more men are flight attendants than has been the case.
Yeah.
And on some of this stuff, mostly I fly Transcon, so the senior pilots are always picking those. But I've seen, and lately, I've found, because they put so many people together and they've rumble, bumble, jumbled everything up at American, that some of the older flight attendants are just, they don't care. They don't like the job. They don't like the company. They're just there occupying time and space. And that has its impact when you see some of the things that happens, you know, with some of these events. All right, before we move off of that, I wanted to talk about, we were talking about good companies that were well run. I think Starbucks is one of those.
Seems to be.
Yeah, there's a something came out this week about Starbucks with basically a focus on what you didn't know about Starbucks. Some of them have been interviewed by the blog Pop Sugar and asked about a number of things as to underfill lattes and some of the secrets of the off-menu drinks. If you're interested in some of the revelations, Victoria, for example, if you want to get more bang for your buck, just ask for a light ice and you get more of your beverage.
In other words,
they train you to fill it up with ice, but if you say, I don't want much ice, then you get more of the beverage.
Yeah.
If you want to save money on hot drinks, order in a bigger cup.
Oh, that's interesting. I did not know that.
Yeah, order
so
a grand latte
more,
in a venti cup, and you'll be getting the larger drink for the smaller price. Most of the people working will be lazy and just make a lot of steamed milk and fill the bigger cup all the way to the top. Let's see here. And Starbucks had a lawsuit for underfilling the lattes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's not a company endorsed policy. That's just, you know, then that's good to know that somebody at the top didn't say, okay, it's like putting your finger on the scale when you go to the butcher shop. That's the equivalent of that.
Wow.
Anyway, so most of the time their managers, it says in this blog, didn't want us to make them these secret menu items because they're not on the menu.
I've seen people do that on. I've been online at Starbucks and, you know, I hear people ordering stuff and I look up at the menu and I'm like, that's not there. So I didn't realize that there is a secret menu, but I guess it depends on which Starbucks you go to. You know, some baristas will make it and others won't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But they are pretty good about special requests.
It's a well-run American company. Been up and down. The guy who founded it checked out. And then the company went down the toilet, and he checked back in again to push up the value of his stock, if nothing else. And he's a smart merchant. He knows how to do it. Sort of like what I was talking about with the guy from TJ Maxx.
Yeah.
Anyway, a focus on leadership here at 12 minutes for the hour.
Daddy, where do babies come from?
Honey?
Mommy went to the store.
Oh, well, you see, there's a mommy and a daddy, right?
Right.
And see, when they call Geico, they could save a bunch of money on car insurance.
Oh, really? And that makes them happy?
Yes, that makes them very happy.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we could have this talk, Sunshine.
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Marketing your small business includes making sure your brand comes across as professional and able to compete with bigger companies. That means presenting a high-quality, polished image. If you haven't updated your logo in years, give it a makeover, and definitely record a clear and upbeat phone greeting to give customers a great first impression of your business. Keep listening for more ideas here, and visit grasshopper.com.
Hi, I'm Gary Rathbun. Hardly a day goes by where I don't hear the word racism or exclusion or victim or something referring to how people are being treated. Just so you know, I consider myself one of the last minorities in the U.S., the individual. It's in our DNA to be an individual and self-reliant. Watch any two-year-old, and their mantra is, no, I'll do it myself. The more we let government provide for us, the less liberty we have. Government loves us to be dependent on it for all that it can so it can keep its power. Independence and self-reliance are hard work. But being independent and self-reliant is the only way to live in this country and is the only way to recapture greatness both personally and nationally. The next time the government wants to help you, release your inner two-year-old and say, no, I'll do it myself. I'm Gary Rathbun. It's an economy of 1 minute.
Learn more at aneconomyofone.com.
Attention, small business owners.
Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hi, my name's John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Ewers and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and 600 products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
There's Star Wars news today. Chuck is not here on Movie Moments, but I'll leave it to Victoria Killen to give us the update on this. But first, I must digress for a moment, because this will put, as Star Wars news will put a smile on your face, if you're a big Star Wars fan like I am, this will also put a smile on your face, I'm hoping. The story of a phone call, Victoria. Several men in the locker room of a club after exercising, cell phone on one of the benches rings, man picks it up, and this is the conversation. Hello? Honey, it's me. Sugar, are you at the club? Yes. Great. I'm at the mall two blocks from where you are. I saw a beautiful coat, absolutely gorgeous. Can I buy it? What's the price? The guy says. $1,500. Okay, go ahead and get it if you like it that much. Valentine's and all. And I also stopped by the Mercedes dealership and saw the new models. I saw one I really liked. I spoke with the salesman, and he gave me a really good price. Since we need to exchange the BMW that I bought last year, what price did he quote you? Only $60,000, she says. Okay. But for that price, I want it with all the options, says he. Great. Before we hang up, something else, please. What's that? It might seem like a lot, but I was reconciling your bank account, and I stopped by to see the real estate agent this morning and saw the house we looked at last year. It's on sale. Remember that house? The one with the pool, English garden, the acre of parks, and that sort of thing? How much are they asking? She says, only $650,000. A magnificent price. And I see that we have that much in the bank. Well, he says, go ahead and buy it, but just bid $620,000, okay? Okay, sweetie, she says, thanks. I'll see you later. Love you. Bye. Guy hangs up the phone, puts the phone down, and looks around the locker room and says, anybody know whose phone this is?
I was wondering where that was going.
That's cute. All right, anyway, in a couple of moments, some Star Wars news that's very important. So stand by for that here on the DJB Experience.
Brought to you by the American Egg Board's Egg Nutrition Center. Eggs have been the cornerstone of a healthy breakfast for generations, and for good reason. Eggs are an all-natural source of high-quality protein, with one large egg containing 6 grams protein, 13 essential vitamins and minerals, all for 70 calories. February is Heart Health Month, and eggs can be a perfect addition to your heart-healthy lifestyle. A recent study from the Journal of the American College of Nutrition shows that eating one egg a day reduces the risk of stroke by 12%. Additionally, the Journal of Nutrition suggests that eating up to 3 eggs a day does not increase markers associated with heart disease risk in healthy adults. A new study from Purdue University indicates adding whole eggs to a salad increases vitamin E absorption. Why is that important? Vitamin E is important for the proper function of many organs in the body, including the heart. So next time you dress up your salad, put an egg on it. For more amazing egg facts, visit www.eggnutritioncenter.org.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
Ugh, a middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com, brought to you by AbbVie.
All right, so what do we have that is big for Star Wars fans? That doggone trucker has gotten himself stuck in the snow down there in Pennsylvania today. So we'll leave it to you, Victoria, to bring us up to the date with this latest info from the Star Wars gang.
Well, in some very fun and funny Star Wars news, the team behind the Scary Movie franchise, which I don't know if you've ever seen any of them, they're spoofs on they're fun comedies, and they're spoofs on different scary movies throughout the different genres. And so now they're tackling Star Wars, and they have just released the name. It's called Star Worlds Episode: The Force Awakens, The Last Jedi Who Went Rogue.
Sounds like an onion. It sounds like something that would be start by somebody writing a piece like that in The Onion.
Exactly. Yeah. So they said that it's going to begin shooting this fall, and it apparently will be out next spring, and the actual next real Star Wars movie, The Last Jedi, is going to hit theaters this December. So, yeah. So it'll be out probably 6 months after that. In other Star Wars news, too, the Disneyland Star Wars attractions are moving ahead, and they'll be opened in 2019.
Really?
Yeah.
This is what we need. More stuff for Disney to make money on. Yippee! They do. Follow the program on Twitter at DJB Show, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C. Schillen, at Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.